Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Women's Soccer Zone. I was fortunate enough to be invited to the FA Women's Football Awards at Wembley Stadium last night, recognising players for their achievements during 2015. You'll hear from some of the winners on this episode. We'll start off with an interview with Doncaster Rovers Bell's Courtney Sweetman-Kirk, who picked up the FAWSL2 Player of the Season and was also top scorer in the division. We'll also hear from Beth Mead of Sunderland Ladies, who cleaned up at the awards, claiming a hat-trick of trophies, including the FA Women's Super League One Player of the Year, the Vauxhall England Young Player of the Year, and the FAWSL1 Top Goal Scorer. And you'll finally hear at the end from Manchester City Women's Lucy Bronze, a fantastic week for her, having already been nominated for the BBC Sport Personality of the Year, as well as being part of that Lionesses team that claimed the BT Sport Action Women Award. She was fortunate enough to be voted the Vauxhall England Player of the Year. But we'll start off, as already mentioned, with Courtney Sweetman-Kirk from Doncaster Rovers Bells. So here she is. Courtney Sweetman-Kirk, FA Women's Super League 2 Player of the Year. A very good year for you. Lots of pressure on Donny because you came into the season as favourites. Yes, you didn't win the title, but must be delighted to get back to WSL1 where you belong.
It's absolutely fantastic. I think when the team got demoted, as it were, I wasn't there personally, but I remember looking at it and thinking and maybe feeling that's not quite right. When I came to the club, I always said I wanted to get promoted with the club, and albeit maybe a season later than I would have wanted or expected, we've got there, and I think it's more than we deserve at this point in time.
You had a nice little battle with Reading Women's Emma Follis for top goal scorer. You ended up pulling away when it was really important. I've already mentioned, didn't win the league, but for you on a personal level to pull away and get that top goal scorer accolade, that must have been nice for you personally.
It's fantastic, but I think first of all it was all about the team and getting us where we needed to be. And like I say, on a second note, it was great. And I've known Follis for quite a while now, playing, you know, back in the day at Leicester and Coventry. And we were all sort of rivals there at that point, and she's a fantastic player, but I've got some fantastic players around me, and as Glenn always likes to say, we love tapping, so I think my team made it easy for me in that respect. And you know, all I had to do was put the ball in the back of the net, but it's a fantastic achievement to be recognised at the FA Awards, and I'm more than happy with that.
Some really good players in the WSL too. We've already mentioned Emma, likes of Sarah Wiltshire, Sue Smith, one of your teammates. There's a lot of good players. Helen Ward, there's plenty of players at Reading, at Doncaster, at Yeovil. Across the division, the standard is improving, isn't it? Which must make the award all the more pleasing for you.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. And to be nominated for one is always an absolute honour. And like you say, the players that are included in the league, it's absolutely fantastic. The standard is always moving up in WSL 1 and 2. So like I say, to be nominated is fantastic. To win it is a step more. And there's some great, great players in the league. Like I said, Emma Follis, Helen Ward, that are representing their teams domestically and internationally. So to win it makes it all the more special.
And now you have the challenge of trying to compete once again in WSL 1. There was obviously an announcement recently that Donny are looking to increase the number of professionals at the club. The facilities that you're going to be having are going to be a massive step up to what you're used to. Really exciting times at the club.
It's fantastic times at the club, and not just for the club but women's football. Moving forward, you know, the more time you get on the ball, it's a bit of a no-brainer. The more people will improve, and it's not just about us, it's about looking to grassroots and how girls' football will improve girls and women's football. But you know, for me it's a very exciting time. I want to get on the ball more, I want to improve more as a player. And you look at Sunderland last season, you know, look at the full-time players they've got, you like to Beth Mead and everyone else included. They, you know, they've had a fantastic season, and hopefully that's something that I can emulate when I do go up to the WSL 1.
Do you look at someone like Beth Mead as someone that you want to emulate? You mentioned her. She, towards the end of this year, has received England call-ups. Yes, she hasn't made her debut at this stage, but I wouldn't say is that something, because it's every player's dream to represent their country, but
How much does it motivate you knowing that Mark Sampson is looking at players like Beth Mead, which might mean that when you come up to WSL1, you hit the ground running, he could well be looking at you?
It's a massive motivation. Like, you look at Fran, and you know, a season ago when she was in WSL2, she got that call up, and for me, it's a massive motivation. I'd like to think that, you know, at current times, with the goals I've scored and the ratio that I'm doing it, I like to think that maybe Mark's looking at me right now, or England, but hopefully I can keep on doing what I'm doing, and hopefully he can look at me. And it's nice to know that now Mark, you know, we said it tonight as well, that it's not just about names or players, it's about what you're doing for your club on a daily, weekly basis, and hopefully that's something that, you know, I can look to achieve. Because as I've always said, you know, from a silly age of probably 7, 8, 9, 10, I think representing your country is the biggest honour you can have. I've done that, you know, all the junior level, so to do that at senior level, it'd be a massive opportunity that I'd love to undertake.
Final question, aims and goals for 2016?
Sort of as I've said, England cap or sort of being in the camps would be fantastic. Score goals for Donny and hopefully be in a position that we can stay in WSL1.
Big thanks to Courtney, no doubt looking to make her mark on FAWSL1, much like our next interview he has done in the shape of Beth Mead, a fantastic first season in top flight football, as already mentioned, the top goal scorer in the league this season, and also claimed another two trophies on the night. So I had a quick chat with the Sunderland ladies striker, so here she is.
Joined by Beth Mead, Sunderland women's, well, actually Sunderland ladies now, isn't it? Yeah. Sunderland Ladies Football Club, cleaned up at the FA Awards tonight with a hat-trick of awards, plus Sunderland ladies winning FAWSL1 Club of the Year. Beth, you must be very pleased with your first season in the top division.
Over the moon. I think it was a dream season for me and the club, and it's proven tonight by the awards that we've won, and it's nice to get the recognition that we probably deserve this season.
You received a lot of plaudits for how you performed in the FA Women's Premier League National and the FA Women's Super League 2 when it first launched. How confident were you that you were able to have the season that you've had and to produce the goals that you've had as well? Because there was a lot of pressure coming on you because of the reputation that you had at the lower division.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of pressure coming up. People expecting me to perform at this level because I've done so well the past few years, and I think I relished with that pressure, and I've worked hard this year, and from playing full-time football, I've been on the ball every day, and I've really worked hard to get into the position that I'm in, and it's paid off so far the season just gone.
Now, my colleague Hamish interviewed you a couple of years ago at the FA Women's Awards, and at the time you said your aim was to succeed at the top level and to break into the England team. Where do you feel you are at the moment in terms of achieving those goals?
I'd like to think that I've maybe succeeded in top level. I'm playing top level football now, and this season shows that I can handle myself at this level, and I've got that pressure of doing it again next season, but I'm looking forward to it. And I did get my England call up. It wasn't meant to be to get a cap that time, but I'll keep working on it, and hopefully I can get one eventually.
What was the secret to Sunderland adapting to WSL1? Because when you're a club that comes from the second division, it's quite a big step, you know, the gulf in, I wouldn't say quality, but the gulf in experience maybe is quite big. But you guys hit the ground running. Okay, you maybe struggled a little bit towards the second half of the season, but that could be excused for maybe injuries and the fact that you don't necessarily have the biggest squad compared to the other clubs. But what was the secret in adapting to that division so quickly, topped off by a really good 4-0 win over the eventual champions Chelsea?
I think we have a great family atmosphere at the club, and we've been together a lot of years, and I think that's our biggest asset at the club. We work really well together. We work for each other, and it shows on and off the pitch, and there's a really big belief at the club that we could do well this season, and we wanted to come and prove a point. And there wasn't a lot of pressure on us because people didn't expect us to do so well, and I think that's why the girls just enjoyed each game and playing each game, and it got us where we were, and we worked for each other every game, and it showed. And we didn't have that strength in depth, and that's maybe where we fell short at the end of the season, but we proved that we do deserve to be in this league.
And you obviously believe in what's going on at Sunderland Ladies because you signed a new contract towards the end of last season when there were probably opportunities to move elsewhere. Why is it you feel Sunderland is the best place for you, number one, for your development, and number two, to achieve what you want to achieve?
I enjoy playing at the club. I've played there for a long time. They've got good things happening at the club that I'm looking forward to next season. We train at the academy every day, we have great facilities, we have great backing from the men's team, and I'm playing well, I'm playing week in, week out, and that's what I want to keep doing. And if I'm playing on the WSL stage every week, then I think that's the best place for me.
A final question, what can Sunderland Ladies achieve in 2016?
Well, we'd like to achieve better, we'd like to get further in the cups, in the competitions, and we'd like to end up higher than we did this season, so it's a tough task, but it's not impossible.
Big thanks to Beth there, no doubt a bright future for her and many more goals to come. Have to save the big interview till last, of course. Lucy Bronze, as already mentioned, a fantastic week and a fantastic year for the England defender, also named in the FIFA Women's World Cup Team of the Year, so she's cleaned up on awards this season. So I managed to catch up with her after claiming her award for the Vauxhall England Player of the Year. So here she is.
I mean, it's a huge honour. I was saying before, I remember coming to the awards for my first time maybe 6-7 years ago, and I'm watching someone like Kelly Smith or Jill Scott picking the award up and just thinking, like, oh, that'll never be me, you know. Hopefully I'll play for England, but never thought I'd win, like, the best player in the team that year, and to have actually come away with that. And I'm only 24, I'm still like to think I've got a few more years in my tank, but to come away with it is great, you know, especially after the year we've had this year and how well all the girls have done at England. It's an unbelievable achievement, and I'm so happy that I've come, you know, to be awarded with it.
How surreal has it been? I spoke to Kelly Simmons earlier this evening, and we're talking about 2015. World Cup bronze medal, BT Sport Action Women Award.
And we don't mention that in my neck of the woods, but it's okay.
You don't have to win yours.
Yeah, Tony did the same thing to me with the BBC Sports Person of the Year. What am I supposed to do with that, bro?
BBC Sports Person of the Year, another one that you can't mention.
Yeah.
And then tonight, you know, it's been arguably, well, without question, England's most successful year in history. How does it make you feel?
Just incredibly proud, you know. For England to have such a successful year is absolutely amazing, and that's exactly what I want. And then to actually be part of it and to be one of the players who are playing a part in the team's history, in English history, and in the football history of the world is unbelievable. And the greatest thing is that we've been actually disappointed. You know, we came away from the World Cup and we were disappointed we didn't make the final. We came away from our Germany 0-0 draw and we were disappointed we didn't win. And I think that shows the ambition of the team that we're a part of now, and not just the girls there, but the girls that want to be there. You know, the team's changing a lot all the time because all the girls are performing at such a high level, and I think it shows the ambition that we've got for future years. You know, this is, I feel that this is kind of the beginning of a new kind of era, I suppose.
How are you dealing with the attention? Obviously, you on a personal level, you've been recognised for, as we mentioned, BBC Sports Personality of the Year. You were named in the FIFA Women's World Cup Team of the Year as well. A lot of attention has been brought your way. You're just a normal girl from the Northeast.
Yeah.
How are you dealing with the added attention that's coming your way?
I mean, I don't know. It kind of comes with a job at the minute. It's the job description of a women's footballer. You know, you play well, you work hard, you train hard, and you've got to be there to promote the game and inspire these little girls as well. So we want to get out there. You know, we want to talk to whether it's the media, whether it's children, whether it's parents, whether it's other players. You know, we want to get out and I don't know, just help people understand what we're doing and get people involved and people excited about women's football. And I think that's what we've done now. And if I have to keep carrying on doing that now, and that's fine, that's part of, I just see that as part of my role as an English female women's footballer, whatever, you know, that's our role is to keep that up and to keep up appearances, and
if I'm at the forefront of that, then I'm happy to take on that role. You know, Steph does it for us all the time. All the girls play a part in really promoting the game all the time, and we know that that's what we've got to do, and we enjoy doing it. That's the main thing.
And on a personal level, it must be really pleasing for you, because I rewind to Everton Ladies days, and you had some really bad injuries during that time, and you fast forward to where you are now. It must be incredible for you.
Yeah, I think where I've come in my career so far, I feel like I've almost played a full career. You know, I went through massive injuries, missed a lot of football, had a lot of surgeries, and then I went through lows, changed teams a few times, and then I went to these great heights, and I'm only 24, you know. I feel like I've played this massive wealth of experience within my career, but I've only actually been playing at the senior level for 5-6 years, and I guess it kind of stands me in good stead for the future, because anything that comes in the future is probably something that I've already dealt with. So for me now, it's really focusing on my football and getting that to the highest level I can, because anything that's thrown at me now, I know that I've already been through it.
So my final two questions: How do you top it in 2016? And what are you going to say to Tyson Fury when you see him at a BBC Sports Personality of the Year?
There you go. I mean, a top in the year that we've had as a team is going to be a hard one, because we don't have a competition. You know, maybe as if we had an Olympics, we could come back with a gold medal. But to not have a real international competition is hard to kind of top this year, I think. For me, it's, you know, we've got to qualify and we've got to win our games. If we're going to play games and friendlies at Wembley, you know, we've got to win them. We've got to play Germany, we've got to play France, USA, and we've got to be beating these teams in 2016 to keep our reputation high. You know, we want to be thought of as a really good top nation, and we've built our reputation. We've got to hold on to it now until 2017, when we get to perform in a major tournament, if we qualify, hopefully. But I think for me, and I think for a lot of the girls, a lot of focus on club football next year, you know, really getting the league to the highest standard that we can. And I know for me at Man City, we've obviously got Champions League for the first time, and that's brilliant for the club, and that's something that we really want to perform really well in, and I'm so excited for that. And as for Tyson Fury, I think I'll avoid the guy. He's a lot bigger than me, a lot stronger. I mean, I don't even know if he'll be going to the awards, but if he's there, I mean, I can't imagine he'll know who I am. But I'm sure there'll be a few jokes going around. If I see him, I'll try and nip in a little jab, but no, I think there'll be a few gags, maybe a photo, but yeah, that's about it.
Great stuff.
Big thanks to Lucy, and that wraps up all of our interviews. Big thanks to the three players who featured, and congratulations to them and all of the other winners from the FA Women's Football Awards. If you log on to the FA's website, you'll be able to find a full list of the winners on there. Thank you very much for tuning in once again. We will catch up with you in a couple of weeks of our next episode. A few interviews lined up already. So until then, have a good week, and we will speak to you soon.